Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number two, and he's with us for 30 minutes. Joining us from the Fox Business Studios, he has the number one show on Fox Business with its premiere, the number one.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 11th day of July, 2010. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live. And, you know, I really shouldn't talk about any of this incredibly important information I have in front of me. Just minutes ago, Spain scored a goal in the World Cup against the team they're playing, and there's only about a minute left in play. So it looks like the World Cup champions for 2010 in this round is Spain, unless a miracle in the next minute or so happens. My goodness, that's what's really important here today. So important, why not even come in? But don't worry, we're going to talk about LeBron James and how he's going to the Miami Heat and how he's leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to cover the issues that are important. I'm not going to talk about Senate bill would make airport scanners mandatory. I'm not going to discuss all these top central bankers saying we're going to have a world depression. I won't talk about the Democrats saying they're going to lose the House and maybe even the Senate. I won't discuss the fact that U.S. creativity is down in a major national study. I won't get into new sanctions against Iran that are an act of war and our own government and Israel talking about a strike on Iran that could trigger World War III. We will talk about the World Cup and LeBron James here today, my friends, because these are the things that are really important to our children and our future as a society. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. We're going to talk about the serious issues that affect all of us individually. And it isn't just that people choose to only be concerned with celebrities and television shows and movies and sports. The government and the society, by design, admit that going back close to 100 years ago, they purposefully tried to change the focus in this nation and worldwide to issues of bread and circus that were distractions. So I'm going to start the second segment coming up here in a few minutes with the LeBron James situation and how it is a great diversion, and then I'm going to get into all the other important news. But Thursday I shot a little video at the end of the radio show that we posted on YouTube that's gotten on the web on YouTube right up at 400,000 views just with one version. And we'll be destined to have millions of views in the next week. And the Drudge Report linked to it and got a lot of attention. And I'm pleased to say that over 90% of the people posting on the YouTube video, tens of thousands of comments, agreed with me. But some of them didn't. And I found their comments to be quite revealing about their mindset and about what's happened to a lot of people in this society where they actually get angry if you try to get them to focus in on real issues. But we will be covering the latest on the oil spill that affects our economy, our society, our energy on so many fronts, and what's going to happen if and when hurricanes blow those hundreds of millions of gallons into Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, and then ultimately the East Coast as it goes around Florida in those currents. And we'll get into the economy, huge developments there. Also, Obama spokesman says Democrats could lose the House and maybe even the Senate. Speaking of the Senate, as I said, Senate bill would make airport body scanners mandatory. That is some of the other news we'll be covering. Also, Attorney General Holder floats possibility of racial profiling suit against Arizona. We have some new climate change news and a lot of news from the front lines of the Afghanistan war, and a lot of Republicans breaking ranks and saying they're against that war now and against the Iraq war. So that's really confusing a lot of people, as it was the neocons that started this war. But it looks like they know it's going to be lost, so they want to blame it on their newest puppet, Barack Obama, real name Barry Sitaro of Indonesia. It's all coming up straight ahead. We are live on this important World Cup Sunday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with...
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends, on this Sunday edition. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. It is the 11th day of July, 2010. And, of course, what you've all been waiting for, 4 years in the making, Spain has defeated the Netherlands 1-0 in South Africa. And, of course, LeBron James is going to the Miami Heat, leaving the pathetic Cleveland Cavaliers. And I watched grown men crying on ESPN. I witnessed photos of people getting very angry, video of them crying on the news. I saw the governor, the mayor, the head of the team say it was despicable and evil and horrible. I witnessed, of course, last week the governor and many other people there in Ohio serenading LeBron James. And saying, we are LeBron, we are the world, no one loves you as much as we do, oh, please stay here. And giant buildings having huge murals painted on them, calling him King James, I guess some form of blasphemy because the term King James is tied to one of the oldest versions of the printed Bible. Imagine if the people in Ohio, or any other state for that matter, would care about the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or would care about understanding the fact that in 1913 a private banking coup happened in this nation, or that $600 trillion conservatively, that's what the Washington Post admits, derivatives have been produced by offshore banks and sold to governments to destroy them financially and bankrupt them to this offshore group. I wonder what would happen if the public was concerned about their children's test scores. Like they are about worshiping LeBron James. We would probably have a lot better society and wouldn't be on the verge of collapse. But that is not the case. Now, I'm going to get into a lot of important news here today, dealing with the internet and free speech, dealing with Big Brother and police state, the economy, what's happening with the political realignment in this nation. Obama spokesman says Democrats could lose the House. The latest developments on the oil spill, well over 80 days into that crisis. We'll also look at multiple states moving to follow suit with Arizona and to try to start arresting illegal aliens after they've committed other crimes for being illegal aliens. But the government is engaged in treason against the sovereignty of this country because the federal government is run by globalists who openly want to abolish the nation state and on its assets. Ashes build this planetary regime. So that is all coming up today. But I do want to go back to something I covered Thursday and Friday, just briefly. And then later when we open the phones up, I'd like to get your take on this specifically. Of course, you're welcome to call about whatever issue you'd like. In fact, we'll just open the phones up now, but it'll be a while till I get to you. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 on this live Sunday July 11th edition, 888-201-2244. But I really am heartened and buoyed and encouraged by the fact that we shoot videos every week specifically for PrisonPlanet.tv. And we simulcast the radio show here with a full TV production And so we'll be simulcasting, multicast of the radio show as a television show as well for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But I also shoot videos specifically designed to go mega viral, as I call it, or supernova viral, as some of my films and video clips have done. I mean, I've had some videos we produced, short videos and long full feature films, that have been seen more than 25 million times apiece conservatively. But more and more I'm realizing that I need to go out and assault not just government lies and disinformation and propaganda, but also expose just flat-out distractions and diversions. This false petty world that is pulled up over our eyes to blind us from the real things that are happening in our society. This radio show, more than anything, is about not getting you to see things my way or not getting you to agree with everything Alex Jones says, but to simply realize that there are important agendas going on by large global corporations and governments and individuals and racial groups and religious organizations. There's a lot of people out there that have agendas that are using high-tech brainwashing, propaganda, and manipulation and wordsmithing and spin to manipulate you and to simply get conscious of the fact that people are trying to run game on you, to use a popular hip-hop term, and that you need to become a little more wily and learn the tricks that are being used. And if you simply become aware of what's happening and you become aware of the ruling class, the ruling criminal class's agenda, then I believe you will become upset and involved and start engaging the globalists at every level, local, state, and federal, and international. And that is happening. That is happening. This radio show and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have been instrumental, along with a lot of other great people's work, in shifting the paradigm and expanding the paradigm where we're able to have a wider debate now, and many people worldwide are having an awakening. And I've noticed the Council on Foreign Relations, one of the top global corporate crime syndicates, and the Club of Rome, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, and many others, Rand Corporation, you name it, in the last 2 years have all been putting out white papers and giving speeches, as Brzezinski did about 2 months ago, saying that for the first time in world history, the entire planet is awake and the awakening is accelerating against the world government, and that the ruling class who's been operating from the shadows and who are authoritarian, who buy and sell politicians, you know, like a young person might buy and sell and trade baseball cards, that for decades this ruling class has been able to operate from the shadows and had labor parties, Tory parties in England, the Social Democrats, the Conservatives in Germany. They've been able to have the Republicans and Democrats in this country and basically own both parties. And so the parties do fight over who's in control, but they're still beholden to the same interests. It's kind of like a Don King fight where both boxers, both heavyweight boxers, are owned by King. So it doesn't matter who really wins at the end because it's all rigged and because Don King wins either way you slice it. Or famous horse races where you learn the mafia basically owned or controlled all the horses. Once you understand that and once you begin to identify the actual establishment and what their agenda is, then there's no way they can get their agenda completed if you're aware of that, because it's so authoritarian, so dictatorial, unelected, tyrannical, oppressive, arrogant, abusive. This is the first issue that people have to understand, and then we can have a debate about what type of world we want to build as individual humans. But what we watch on television, the dramas, the sitcoms, the movies, the sports icons, the type of media that we are sold has been dumbed down by design, has been made vapid and shallow and stupid so that the general public is focused on issues that are mindless, and it creates a feedback loop where the public starts getting dumbed down, then the media gets even more dumbed down, and then both just feed off of each other until you see the test scores dropping, you see the creativity imploding, you see the amount of inventiveness and individualism being eradicated, and we're all losing our cultures. We're all losing what our forebears passed down to us. We're all losing that true grit, that individualism, and it's being replaced by a type of global corporate Borg that is completely shallow. And so when we come back, I'm going to briefly talk about LeBron James and the World Cup, because on Thursday I shot a 5.5-minute video that the Drudge Report linked to on Friday, that a lot of other newspapers I noticed over the weekend actually reported on, and they were positive. They said Mr. Jones really hits the nail on the head and has pointed out that our society is in decline. We are collapsing, and this is a ridiculous spectacle in Ohio with the governor and these mayors and everybody worshiping and begging LeBron James to stay there. And then he totally pimped him and just left. Because Florida has no income tax, state income tax mainly. But it just illustrates how their priorities are completely screwed up. They won't go out and demonstrate or protest or go to the state house or go to a Tea Party event for liberty and freedom and their children's future. But they will go out and have mass protests for months begging for LeBron James.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Ted Anders for Midas, December 27, 2007, gold, 829, 80-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter, that's $854.56, $421.10 and $210.55. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we are live back Sundays with an abbreviated two-hour transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Okay, let me finish up with the sports and Hollywood television distractions. Fashion, all of it. And then I'm going to get into the news, because first we'll talk about the distraction itself, what it's distracting us from, the serious issues that are happening. I've read propaganda by the father of modern advertising and propaganda, Edward Bernays, written more than 80 years ago. I have read the writings of Joseph Goebbels. I have studied the rise and decline of the Roman Empire by Gibbon. And the Romans knew over 2,000 years ago to use sports and gladiatorial diversions and horse races as a distraction. And whenever the economy in Rome was having a problem, or whenever people were starving, the imperial government would just fund more sports, more fairs, more distractions. I mean, it's very elementary. They knew thousands of years ago. And that's the issue. I'm not here saying you're lazy, you're stupid, you're bad. You need to be focused on things that Alex Jones thinks is important. I'm trying to explain to you that the establishment is on record. I mean, I remember reading Edward Bernays, stuff he wrote in the 20s. This was a advisor to the Department of War before it was the Department of Defense. This is the guy. This is the reason you eat bacon and eggs. They couldn't get rid of pork bellies. They couldn't get rid of bacon. It was a product that really nobody wanted. It was only used for flavoring and cooking. And so he ran ads nationwide as part of a PR operation to say, you've got to have bacon with your eggs. And I'm just giving you an example of how they engineer everything. That was a PR stunt. They wanted to get women smoking cigarettes back in the 20s. Women saw it as uncouth and dirty and bad to smoke. And the cigarette makers wanted another 50% of the market open to them. And so, and Bernays wrote about this in Bragg, so he was hired, and they would pay the feminist movement, the flappers, they would pay the suffrage movement to smoke cigarettes in the front lines of their marches and to say that was an act of rebellion. But the leaders were being paid to do this. And because women saw it then as rebellious, they all went out and bought cigarettes and got lung cancer 40 years later, basically. And again, another example of manipulation. And you fast forward to 2010, they don't even deny that tens of billions of dollars are spent by the federal government every year now buying messages in ads on television and radio. Not just overt messages, but covert messages in other ads. Or that they pay sometimes tens of millions per season to top sitcoms and dramas and cop shows to have messages. I mean, when you see a show and the cop's beating somebody up going, you darn gun owners, you're causing problems, or almost every show out there, homeschooling families or pedophiles or criminals. That's not true, but the government is paying to put that message out. I mean, how creepy is that? How creepy is it that they pay for these anti-liberty, anti-freedom messages to program you? And that's my point, is that humans model after what they see as heroes, what they idolize. And the psychologists understand this. And this country had 4% of the world's population and half the world's wealth by 1950, conservatively. 4% of the world's population, half the wealth. We had almost all of the world's most important patents. We had the most creative, most inventive, most individualistic population on earth. That's why we were so great. And now look at this Newsweek headline today. The creativity crisis. For the first time, research shows that American creativity is declining. What went wrong and how do we fix it? And it goes over the statistics. And you've heard the statistics. You've heard the different polls they've done where in some cases over 80% of high school seniors can't name the vice president Over half of Americans, different studies I've seen, can't name their state capital or who their state representative is, or they can't even tell you who the first president was or who the second president was. They can't tell you the three branches of government. They can't tell you what the First Amendment is, what the Fourth Amendment is. And so if people don't know what their liberties and freedoms are, if people don't know what their history is, how can they ever have any expectation of the next generation having it better than the last? And with all of this decadence, with all of this focus on pettiness, we see society falling apart. In Nazi Germany, they were obsessed with sports, obsessed with their Hollywood. The same thing in Rome, the same thing in any society that's declining. The country with the second highest rate of television watching is Greece. The U.S. is number one. Look how Greece has been overtaken by these private bankers. And it's not just Alex Jones making this observation. When you actually read the Council on Foreign Relations bragging about this, when you read Edward Bernays bragging about this, when you read about Goebbels talking about using film to control the German people and to program them, it's amazing. So all of this is going on around us. And the United States in the 1950s, when we hit our peak, had the highest test scores in the world, better than Germany, better than England, better than France, who were right behind us, better than the Netherlands. Now we have the lowest test scores, not just of the industrialized world, but we are, last time I checked, number 40-something. It's always changing and getting worse each year, but a few years ago I saw the number. We were in the mid-40s. So there's 20-something industrialized countries. We were behind 20-plus additional third-world countries that were under the industrialized world, or the first world, the West. The United States is a joke. I mean, I look at many adults and I hear them in shops or at the mall or at a restaurant. They don't even have language. I saw a study just a few months ago where the language in the United States and England is being restricted, is being reduced. People are using a lot less words than they were. Their vocabularies are much smaller to where you can't even communicate. Many people listening right now can't even understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, I see them commenting on my YouTube videos going, listen to this guy. He be using fancy language. No, I'm not using fancy language. Have you read a newspaper from the 1770s, 1780s, 1820, 1830s? I have. I bought many books that are compendiums of just, you know, newsprint of the time. And I can't understand it. I am a moron compared to somebody in 1800 reading the newspaper. I have to get an encyclopedia out just to understand these people. And they weren't using complex words and verbal prose, written prose, to show off. This was the language. They were into inventors. The rock stars of that age that made this country so great were inventors. They were astronomers. They were scientists. They were trailblazers. They were explorers. And they were people like firemen also who would go into a burning building to save children. That's who they built up. Sports just 60, 70 years ago was something for children. And you would go watch your children play, and it was for their own health and to teach them aggressiveness and team spirit. Sports were always promoted through warlike societies, even going back to Greece, of course, with their Olympics, to develop more stamina for war. And so we had the Boy Scouts to teach boys how to camp, how to keep their packs together, how to be able to be self-sufficient in the wild for war. That was the admitted statement. We had sports so our boys would be strong and ready for war. Okay? Now it's turned into something completely different. It has become the ritualized war. So instead of business being war, as it is with the Japanese, it's sports itself is war. But then the men dress up like clowns, they go and get drunk, and they sit there and yell and scream and live through the team that's playing instead of being real men themselves. And then there's the whole issue of, if you know how the world really works and you're informed about geopolitical developments, you do better in the stock market, you do better in investments, you do better in business, you do better in life. And the world's a complex place, and if you're trying to be informed, it's hard. But if you don't care, you're going to be a slave.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The Drain Clog. Stop standing in dirty bathwater. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment on this live Sunday broadcast. I'm going to intersperse very important news throughout the rest of the transmission, but I wanted to finish up with why I'm harping on distractions and issues of little or no significance, like these gladiatorial bread and circus diversions that the establishment corporate media shovels down our psyches. I'm in a fight against false reality. I'm in a fight against the fantasy world that has been basically conjured and invoked and projected into our society with increasing intensity in the last 100 years. You can see the graph. The more TV we watch, the more sports we watch as a society, the dumber we get, the lower the test scores, the more bankruptcy, the more we see families breaking up, people becoming poor, people having no future. The establishment, the ruling class, openly say that they want you diverted and obsessed with things that don't matter so they can go on and control the destiny of humanity. You're only alive once, and your children are only alive once, and your family name, who you are as an individual and as a family, is under assault. The family is being dismantled in this nation and worldwide. Our industry is being dismantled by design via the United Nations. That's their stated policy that I cover in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is so diabolical. This is so horrible. I remember over a decade ago talking about the chemicals they add to plastic that aren't even needed that reduce fertility and increase the risk of cancer. Now it's finally in the AP. It's finally in Fox News. It's finally on the news. But people still continue to drink it. You can't find gum at the store that doesn't have aspartame in it. I mean, 15 years ago, they admitted on 60 Minutes. In fact, I have a 10-minute clip of that we'll play later if we have time, but it's up on Infowars.com regardless. You want to go watch it, where they admit it causes cancer and brain damage in the studies, in its approval. It was the FDA refused its approval three separate times until they got an FDA head in who then went to work for the company that developed it after he approved it. And they know it's toxic. They know it's addictive. They know it causes brain damage. They know it causes cancer. I mean, that is a big issue. People say, why are you so upset if I get off work and go home and watch a football game? Well, if our country wasn't going to hell in a handbasket, it wouldn't be such a problem. But we're in trouble. I mean, if your house was burning down and you were sitting there watching a football game while rafters were falling in on you, I would be angry with you. And it's basically the same thing. Our society is falling apart. And our ancestors had to fight and struggle to have the little bit of liberty we've got today. As Thomas Jefferson said, even if you fight and struggle and do everything you can for liberty, in almost every case in history, societies lose to tyranny. But if you're not aware and you're not informed and you don't know how city and county and state and federal government work, and you don't know that globalism is a foreign corporate takeover of governments so they can loot the population through the power of government, you are a sitting duck. You're like a sheep that's had its legs cut off and has been tied to a stake. I mean, the wolves are going to come in and eat it. It doesn't have a prayer. We don't have a prayer. And it's just so disgusting to watch full-grown adults and the governor of Ohio and the mayor of Cleveland begging and pleading for LeBron James to stay with them and having 4,000 people show up at a LeBron James appreciation event. And he wasn't even going to show up till the last 10 minutes. And then the team called him and said, you better get down here. And the national news on CNN, Fox, ESPN, everywhere, it was, what will LeBron James's decision be? And of course it was to go to Miami where there's no income tax. Of course it was to go to Florida. Of course he wasn't staying in Ohio with an income tax or going to Chicago or going to New York. He doesn't care about you. You're a schmuck who goes and buys these $300, $400 tickets. The United States is collapsing, and the media is worshiping LeBron James. They are setting the agenda. And I've seen the statistical breakdowns of the O.J. Simpson trial and all the rest of it. After a while, it gets low ratings, but the media still pushes it because they want you to be fed on a steady diet of Lacey Peterson and Lindsay Lohan. They want you to know all about Lindsay Lohan, all about Mel Gibson, and nothing about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Nothing about the fact that the health care plan was written by the insurance companies and it raises taxes and actually cuts Medicare and Medicaid and doesn't cover people with pre-existing conditions. The Republicans lied about what it really did. They called it socialism. It wasn't even that. It was a ripoff. It was a transfer of wealth by the big banks that own the insurance companies. And the Democrats lied about what it was and said it was a free handout. You think they're going to give a bunch of dumbed-down idiots that go paint themselves up like clowns and only care about the World Cup and basketball? You think they care about you? You think you've got any future acting like an idiot? You think you can just go through life not being involved in society and not being informed, and you're not going to get burned? You're not going to get hurt? We've got to set our priorities. We've got to decide whether we want to try to fix our society, and then it's such a horrible situation when we may not be able to, or whether you want to be a total slave. It's that simple. Now, the good news is it was only 5% that won the war against the British in this country, and it's going to be 5% that are going to win the info war again. And we've got a lot more than 5% today. When InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm just one guy out here fighting the New World Order, there's many others, are receiving millions and millions of visitors a week, when videos that I post to YouTube are receiving millions of views apiece, I can spend 5 minutes, make a video, within a couple of weeks, a million people have watched it. Sometimes within a day, a million have watched it. That is threatening the system, and people are starting to wake up. They're starting to value real issues. They're starting to rediscover what made America great, and that is threatening the system. And so that's why they're coming out with this police state and trying to shut down the Internet. But really what this sports culture does and what this Hollywood culture does is it teaches people to be spectators and to live vicariously through others. And that's why in every study we look at, people talk about being so empty and so hollow and so uncreative. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so fulfilled. My mind is so full of ideas and renaissance and understanding that I can hardly sleep at night. My life is so wonderful and so good because I'm fighting against tyranny. I'm following in my ancestors' footsteps. Our species, just 6,000-7,000 years ago, was in little ragtag hunter-gatherer bands on the verge of starvation. Just surviving was victory. And once you understand that life is about being informed and life is about being involved, you will become fulfilled. And while we're busy focused on the World Cup and Spain winning by 1 point today, and while we're obsessed with LeBron James, look at these headlines. Senate bill would make airport body scanners mandatory. TSA has already said that they're going to make them mandatory. It does record your genitals. They are scanning children. They are saving it. There have been airport workers where they make fun of the size of their organs, and then they get in fist fights and people go to jail. They are recording it, but they lied to you and said they weren't. Then they said there was no cancer risk. Turns out it's 20 to 50 times, depending on which machine, worse than what they'd originally said. Here's another one. All over the country, they're putting in grocery stores thumbprints, face scans, and breathalyzers and swiping your ID to get wine or beer. They don't just trust the clerk to swipe your license now. You're being trained for a cashless society. Look at this. Biometric entry planned for California State Park. You must thumbprint and swipe a license to be able to get into the park. This is the beast society. This is so they can track and control everything you do and tax everything you do and not let you escape the taxation grid. And it's designed to bankrupt you and make you dependent on government. This is domestication. This is happening. Continuing, academics, politicians, pending global treaty threatens free internet, fundamental rights. The world government has been formed. They're openly coming after your internet freedom because they know people are waking up, and there's been a pendulum swing against all this dumbed down brainwashing and against the mainstream media. So government, big corporations, and mainstream media want to shut down freedom on the web. We'll cover this after we take phone calls, get into the economy, and a lot more.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls, and I'm going to cover this more next hour. But people say, well, what's an example of being informed? How does that make you more free? Well, three separate times in the last 5 years, the state of Texas tried to enforce illegal, under federal and state law, transfers of major existing highways to Centra of Spain, a Spanish company that came in and bought off the legislature. This is going all over the country, but here in Austin and in Texas, they came into the Capitol, bought them off, and three times people filed suit, they've had demonstrations, they've protested, they pointed out the law, and they haven't been able to put a toll road on MOPAC, the second busiest road in Texas, and on I-35, and on 183 North, and on 290. I would not be able to get to my office every day without paying at least $5. And that's how they're going to, quote, start. And we've got plenty of money from the gas tax. I've looked at the numbers. They're just looting us, just because if the public isn't informed and isn't involved, why shouldn't foreign corporations come in and take over existing roads? It's illegal to put a toll road on an existing road. But Kirk Watson, the former Austin mayor, who is a state senator, the guy that took tens of thousands of acres under the SOS plan from private property owners claiming it would be a nature preserve, turned around and built things on it, he's now trying to spearhead this again. And if people are informed and involved, we'll beat them the fourth time. And yes, they'll come back again the fifth time. But these people should be investigated. They shouldn't be able to do this over and over again. Here's another example. Utah is doing eminent domain. Over 80% of their state is federal. And under federal law, the feds aren't supposed to be able to have basically any property in this country, except for the District of Columbia and federal courthouses. But the feds grabbed the property in the last 70 years across the West, and the states were supposed to be able to then go and take it from them whenever they wanted it, and citizens were supposed to be able to, quote, go squat on it and stake a claim and get property. Another great engine of freedom and wealth is land. And people forgot about their liberties. They forgot about their freedoms. They forgot about the law. But now they've rediscovered it, and Utah is taking large portions of the land back, and it's going to the citizens. 80%+. Over 90% of Nevada is federal. Like, there's the headline, Utah plans to take U.S. land through eminent domain. Beautiful. Another example of people waking up and getting involved. Here's another example. House spokesman. And I've got another headline here. Obama spokesman says Democrats could lose House. Oh, they're going to lose it for sure, and probably the Senate. Now, if we are informed and go, wait a minute, every time the Republicans get back in, they sell us out again, we've got to make sure that true patriots get elected who are anti-globalist, pro-America, then this takeover of the House can be real. And because the public is becoming informed, every incumbent, every pro-establishment Republican or Democrat is losing in these primaries and in special elections. You've seen what happened in Massachusetts and Kentucky and Pennsylvania with Specter and Utah and Colorado and Hawaii, on and on and on, in Florida. That's an example. People get informed. They actually find out somebody's voting record, whether they're Republican or Democrat, of their establishment. If they sold out, if they flip-flopped, they're gone. Another example of being informed, Arizona discovers it's their right and duty to protect their citizens from the lawless crime wave. They stand up and say, we're going to enforce the law. This is what being awake does. Now, imagine if the LeBron James fans that by the tens of thousands went to rallies and demonstrations, some as many as 4,000 per demonstration, if they actually lobbied for, say, a Daimler Chrysler plant that they narrowly lost the bid for, they would have gotten that plant and jobs instead of some overpaid joke who, if you break it down, brings almost no money to the economy. Because the people are starting to get their priorities straight. So we're starting to see the pendulum swing back a little bit. But the establishment's pushing back. And so everything you do right now is so vital. America and the world is at a crossroads. Every one of you is needed to get off the bench and in the game of life and to defend our republic. Is America perfect? No, but there's nothing better. And we know the globalists trying to get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution want tyranny. So we better try to keep our republic now. The fight is on. The war is on. History is taking place right now. Okay, look, I'm going to take calls until the bottom of the next hour, this segment and the next two, and then I'm going to cover news for the last 30 minutes. But let's go to calls right now. I see about 15 calls here. Who's first up? Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little upset that the Netherlands lost, though. That's all that's important. And LeBron's going to the Heat. I mean, I associate my personal destiny with a basketball player, and so I'm feeling a little depressed right now. I'm not upset about the fact that they admit we're going into a depression. I'm not upset about the fact that they're putting biometric scanners in everywhere to buy and sell. I'm not upset about the fact that our country's bankrupt. I'm just upset about LeBron James right now.
Yeah, there is so many things here. And I'm glad you said something earlier about things, about not following you and all the talking points and not being like a robot. None of us are robots, and we're not limited. And one thing that I've been seeing a lot, and I've dug into some things, especially about the oil well, my cousin, who I've known since I was a kid, he's an older cousin, and he's worked on those wells for years. He was on the one that blew 13 days before it went off, and I've got detailed reports from him on all the ways that things work from top on up, and I want to share that at one point, but not today.
Well, they admit that 2 months before, the well had already started leaking, and that BP gave the operators Schlumberger and Anadarko and Halliburton orders that they knew would cause it to blow up. And now Obama wants to get his carbon tax, and I told people 80 days ago that, and now they admit they want to get a carbon tax.
Yeah. You guys have probably got a lot of that already covered.
What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. The issue of loyalty here to this Constitution, God, the idea of free rights for, you know, the freedom that we should have and retain, these I'm finding some examples in history here, and I'm even in countries that are not ours, but people stood up for those basic principles that our founders left.
Yeah, there's always thugs and crooks that try to take control of society, and if good people aren't involved, as George Washington said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so if good people aren't involved defending their liberties, you will have them stolen.
Yeah, this fellow, Red Beckman, I think he's been on your show. I've been reading his book. A good friend of mine who worked for the CIA and resigned because he saw what they were doing gave me this thing about this born-again republic. And in this, Red Beckman mentions that he goes, we must remember that the Constitution was like a will, which was written to govern the estates of our founding fathers. A will is a law which is written to govern an individual's estate. Our founding fathers fought and won the revolution. The people then owned the country. They were not under the fist of any government.
No, that's it, Mark. I got to jump, but great points. See, every other country had been run by a monarch, by a king up until that point. And this was a system of, we have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, private property rights, a man's home is his castle. This is an estate for we the people in perpetuity for our posterity. Read the Declaration of Independence. We are the government. These fake Christians paid off by FEMA. Think about that on record. 2 years before it was mainstream news, and declassified, we have the secret documents that over 50,000 preachers had been secretly trained by FEMA to teach their flocks Romans 13, submit to Caesar. We are Caesar in America. Submit to the Bill of Rights. Submit to the Constitution. I appreciate your call, Mark. Real fast, Josh in California. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Worldwide broadcast. Welcome.
Hey, man, I want to tell you two things. I want to make two quick points and also comment on the LeBron James thing. I live in Los Angeles, so I'm engulfed with the circus that we call entertainment, and I'm leaving because it's deplorable how it is here. And I also want to make a point that my girlfriend just became a citizen. She's from Mexico, and she now is looking at it. She's thoroughly disgusted with what's going on, and she can't even believe that. She said, why am I a citizen? Why did I become a citizen? I could have just gotten free health care. I could commit illegal crimes and not get in any trouble. She said, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, God bless her. We want people from everywhere who want to be Americans and want to be citizens. The issue is a lot of people coming from Mexico believe the U.S. is Mexico and believe it's a La Reconquista, and the globalists are using it as a political weapon to bankrupt the states. I mean, that's why we're so upset about it.
And I have one question for you. Do you know anything about the company Abengoa, which is the company that got the $1.8 billion, the deal with Obama?
You know, I think that rings a bell. But you know what? I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back in the next hour, and we're going to have you finish up. And then we're going to get to Greg, Cliff, Jeff, Kevin, Gabby, Kyle, Dan, Timothy, Colonel Six, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. And the callers are great, but just I want to get to everybody. So have your question, your comment ready. We're going to come back after a two-minute break. Some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. Then we'll come back in that next segment, continue with your phone calls, and then we're going to get into everything. It's now mainstream news. It's not being denied. A global government treaty, a secret treaty, is being ratified right now to restrict free speech on the Internet and to tax the Internet and to tax talk radio and to shut down free speech. It's really happening, and the FCC is taking orders from the UN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.